thumbs up. And there was the one of the representatives of the Gevir in the room, and he says, "Your younger man from Bnei Brak?" He says, "I've got a matafa for you. I've got an envelope for you." And he gave him an envelope. And he disappeared. Half an hour later, Harav Jungerman from Bnei Brak rings the bell. Who's this? Harav Jungerman from Bnei Brak. What's this? Did you come
That's
twice?
Name, Jungerman?
Yes. And he comes up the stairs and he says, "You were just, you came up now, told by my representative that you were here half an hour ago. I already gave them a cup." I said, "I wasn't here half an hour ago." He says, "I've come for my donation, which you promised me." So the Gevir turned white. He said, "I'm afraid it's already been given out, the $30,000. And I have a certain cheshbon a year, and I have more or something." So he said, "Hey, you can have $2,000 this year. Afraid that's all I can afford." And the Rabbi Jungerman had to go away with $2,000, even though he was promised $30,000. So now, we have a shayla that comes to a din Torah between Rav Jungerman.
He took the guy to a din Torah.
And the Jungerman from Bnei Brak.
Oh, and the Jungerman from Bnei Brak.
Yes. We'll discuss how that came about at din Torah at another stage.
Okay.
So, the shayla is, what's the shayla?
Not a Mecca, and it doesn't matter. It's not
but it's a Kenyan.
So what's the shayla?
What's the shayla? What?
So
give it back to the rich guy, not to Rav Jungerman.
So
it's not Rav Jungerman's money.
Okay, so let's start with the cheshbon. Who made the promise to who?
The Gevir made a promise to Rav Jungerman.
Yeah, the Gevir made a promise of $30,000 to Rav Jungerman. Is it something he has to mekayim?
So it was a yeshiva?
Yes, stocking also.
So it's out nether, but it's not in a
Let's see. Says Shulchan Aruch Kosher Mishpat. Let's start with Kosher Mishpat. Somebody makes a promise, what's the halacha? Says, Kol Adikavir, we'll skip it in a second. Kol Adikavir, Lachavera, Tana, Shafilo, and Hotelo, and Machayev Momon. Somebody makes a claim against his friends that even if he would agree to him, you wouldn't be chayv to pay. Afa Pishokofer, so therefore, if he denies it, then we have to skip because it's repeated. Ein Machayev Moso, the end of the second line. We're not going to, even if he denies it, we're not going to machayev Shuas Heses. He doesn't have to make a Shuas Heses. Ketzad, what's an example?
What will be the point of the Shuas?
Like example of something which, even if I agree to your claim, I don't have to pay. I make a claim against you. You said you're going to give me a mona. You're going to give me $100. And I say, no, I'm in tomorrow, hold on. Not true, I never said such a statement. A must be must so. We don't make him make a shua on such a thing. Sha'afim hoto, because even if he says, yes, I agree to give you $100, A chayav no kum, he's not bechuv to give it to him. So therefore, what happened with this gevir? What did the gevir do? The gevir promised Rav Jungerman $30,000. And now he comes to the Gevir, says, "Look, you promised $30,000. What's the Gevir's answer to him? What did the Gevir say back to him? I'm changing my mind. Can he change his mind? What does the Shulchan Aruch Hoshmit say? Even if I said I'm going to give, what does the Shulchan Aruch Hoshmit say?
He says, yes, but
you can change.
Okay.
So everyone's jumping on me, as Talmud Chachomim, you are. The Shulchan Aruch Hoshmit is not exactly our case, because our case involves a nose of stocker. And therefore, yes, Reuben promises to Shimon who's got nothing to do with stocker, he can just the following day say, I've changed my mind. That's what Kosher Mishpat says. But what about when there's an issue of stock involved? Is that a different halacha or not?
It could be matter neder.
Jumping and everything. Let's see everything. Okay.
But it still has nothing to do with our younger man.
Right. We'll get there. We'll get a cheshbon. Make a cheshbon like this. Okay. So what's the din by stocker? When the Gevir promised $30,000 to Rabbi Yugerman. Rabbi Yugerman, what is he? He is a Gabbai stocker of lots of mosters and yeshivas in Bnei Barak. And the $30,000 is not a personal just pledge to him. It's $30,000 to stocker. And now the Osher is coming to Rabbi Yugerman and says, sorry, I gave it to the wrong guy. And therefore this year I'm not going to give it. So Rabbi Yugerman comes around, hey, you promised me. Okay, Choshev Mishpat, I can make promises and change my mind. But here we're talking about stocker. What's the halacha by stocker? Says the Gemara in Erechin Zafvav on the base, which is number 2, Yomar HaMokah. Tana Rabbana. Seller Zu the stocker. This seller, I'm designating to go to stocker. Achelo Vosaliyad Gabbai. Until that seller actually gets into the hands of the Gabbai stocker, Mutza Lashanaso, you're allowed to change. Meshabaosaliyad Gabbai. But if it's already got into the hands of the stocker money, Osa Lashanaso. Now you can't change. Aini, says the Gemara, is it not? It's not so. How can you say that when it's got into the Gabbai stocker, you can't change? Ha Rabbianai. Rabbianai, who was a Gabbai stocker, what did he do? Yazif, he borrowed money from the stocker, a pora, and then he paid back later. So we see, even when it's in the hands of the Gabbai stocker, you can still play around with it. So what does the Gemara answer? Shani Rabbi Yanai, Tenicha Leil Aniyim. Rabbi Yanai is different. The Aniyim, who Rabbi Yanai is collecting money on behalf, are actually happy for him to borrow. Now, before we see the Gemara, why he's happy, explain, why would they be happy? Why do you think they're happy? How's he helping them? Okay, so I do you a favor, you do a favor, that type of thing.
He's using the money somehow to help the Aniyim. No, because as long as he's borrowing it, they're guaranteed they're going to get it. Whereas if he's not borrowing it, they get stolen and he's not hired to replace it.
Or you're keeping him business. As long as he's
nice reason.
As long as he's feeding his families and then he's continuing to collect for you.
That's what he borrowed it for.
Right? So he says, the Gemara. Interesting reason. What does it mean? Said Rashi, over there, out of there, he says, it's good for Niyim, for the stocker box to be empty. Because then the Gabbai stocker can go around saying, hey, we've got no money to give out for Shlach Monas this time. We're empty. It's a good campaign message. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says in Erechin. If you designate stocker, if you haven't yet given to the Gabbai stocker, you can change your mind. And if you give it to the Gabbai stocker, it's too late. Now, this Osher, what did he do? Has he given it or just designated it?
Designated it.
So therefore, can he change his mind? Even by stocker, can he change his mind?
Yeah, he needs to be... Yes, but this
is
not stock in general. He designated it to a specific.
Oh, you're jumping it, but let's talk about what it says over here.
Well, he can change it to another tzedakah. He can't keep it.
Who says?
That's what the Shanosa means.
Oh, says Tosus. Over there on the spot, Tosus says, Rabbeinu Baruch Pish. Rabbeinu Baruch explains, Mutza Leshanosa Mamish Lemitza Acheris. You can actually change the designation from one stocker to another stocker, another mitzvah. Bin Nodod and Seller the stocker on him, mitzvah. If you designated $100 to an him, you can change your mind and say, hey, instead I'm going to give the $100 to another mitzvah instead. As long as it hasn't yet come to the government's hands, that's what you can do. You can't keep it for yourself. You can't hold it back. But you can fiddle with where it goes. Okay, I said it goes to here. Now I've changed my mind. It's going to go to there. As long as it goes to somewhere. Abu says Tosis. That's Rabbeinu Baruch. Abu Lishna Tlishonasa Lum Mashmakein. Says Tosis on Rabbeinu Baruch. The word change, to change, doesn't imply that. What does it imply? Mashma Dilevoso Ka'oma. It's Mashma. All he can do when he say change, it means he can borrow it, and then what? What does it mean borrow? Give it later to where? The same stocker. So we got a machlokas between Tosis and Rabbeinu Baruch. That once you designated stocker, but you haven't yet given it over, what can you do with it? Do you have to eventually get to that place? Or, no, it doesn't have to go to that place, it can go to another place. Now, how's this Mark Locus relevant to our case? What happened in our case?
He did give it to stocker.
He did give it to stocker. This Gavir, he had $30,000, where he had in mind and said directly to Rab younger man, I'm going to give you $30,000. Instead, a younger man from B'nai Barak, who's an Avrik from B'nai come, and he gave it to him instead. And now the real Rab younger man comes, and he says to him, look, sorry, this year you're only getting $2,000, I've already given it somewhere else. Aye, you've already promised. What's the answer? Can he, does he have to still give it to Rab younger man? Ends up being a machlokas according to Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch says what?
He
doesn't keep it himself, he can give it to another stocker. As according to Tosas, all you can do is borrow, but eventually you have to pay up. So therefore, according to Tosas, this Shaila Ken the Gevir, does he have to give it to Rabbi Yugaman at $30,000 or not? It's all your honor, machlokas Hashem.
Not really.
What?
What stage? When he told somebody, when he hasn't told somebody?
He already told, said Rabbi Yogamah, and Rabbi Yogamah already expects to get $30,000.
The people know they expect. Not that he's written out a check, he hasn't given it over there.
Okay. He has written out the check, and it's in the envelope already. But he hasn't given it over.
So the person knows it's in it. Doesn't matter whether the person knows they know or they don't.
What?
The check. He's written out the check.
Yes, it's ready to be picked up.
So they know.
Yeah.
Not that he's just written it and he hasn't
yes.
told anybody.
Yeah. He tells them and he's got it all prepared. So, but this, what are you going to say? Not really.
Because this is by a near. When you're giving to a near, Mamish have a claim, they're people. But this is not, he's not promising money for this Rosh Hashiva, he's promising it to a cause of Lima Torah. But that's just Beinod of Mamakom.
That's not Stokah?
It's Stokah, but that's Beinod of Mamakom. There's no, what do you call it? Right, it's not Mamon Shemos Holden.
So it is, also no Mamon
Shemos Holden.
Why? No, sorry. Classic case of Mamon Shemos Holden is a Gabbai Stokah who collects money for a Niyam Klalistik, and there's no Oni who can say, you give it to me. So he says, who says you're the Oni who's going to get it?
Okay.
So, Chora, our Shaila is a Machlokas Rishon. Now, what's the Halach?
Well, not our Shaila, just the Shaila whether Mr. Gavir is high as
Gavir. Yeah, okay. Right.
Still
going back. Okay. Let us go to the next Shaila, and that will also cover this. A person, Erev Yom Kippur, gets a phone call from a stalker course. And it says, look, Erev Yom Kippur, you need to chusim. Are you going to get chusim by being donating money? And he said, yes, I'm going to donate $1,000 to your course. Okay. After Sukkot, he remembers he made this designation of donation. He promised $1,000 on the phone to a stock, of course, on Erev Yom Kippur. But after Sukkot, he's got a problem. What's his problem? He doesn't remember which stock, of course, did he promise $1,000 to. And he says, it's very strange, they didn't phone me up. So now he comes to the Rav. Says, what am I supposed to do? Erev Yom Kippur, I promised $1,000 to a stocker who phoned me up at Sadok, of course. And now, I don't remember to who. What am I supposed to do? And no call comes.
Well, can we go back to this for a second? This is going to have a bearing on this also. This is a case of not Nether, but Nadava. You can tell us who is Daka. Here he didn't designate specific case.
Right, okay.
To Daka.
Okay,
fine. So it's just a few of that he has on himself.
So what do you have to do? Doesn't matter. What do you have to do?
You have the same approach as yours.
This case, what do you have to do? We'll get back to the case you missed at the beginning, but we'll get back to that. Okay.
So you have the Makom Lushon, according to the first opinion, you'd be able to bring it to someone else. According to Tosfos, you wouldn't be able to bring it to someone else.
Okay. Lechora. Lechora. Let's go back to Maromokum number 3. What did it say in Maromokum number 3? A machlokus between Rabbeinu Baruch and Tosfos. What was that machlokus? When somebody says, I'm going to give Stocker $100 to you, to the Stocker course. And now he says, I've changed your mind. Says Tosfos and Rabbeinu Baruch, we argue how you can change your mind. What fashion you can change your mind. You can change your mind. Before you give the money over to the government, you can, but you're limited. How? So Rabbeinu Baruch says, you can change your mind by saying, I give it to another place. I can't keep it for myself, but as long as that stock goes somewhere, okay, it doesn't have to be to you, it can be somewhere else. It has to go to a stocker. It doesn't have to be to you, it has to be some stocker. That amount. Tosfos says, you can't. The cause that you promised has to go to, then time, you can borrow it for yourself, but eventually, it has to go to the place where you promised. Therefore, Stocker. Yes, Stocker is the best one. Because Zoo Stocker. Your mouth, Zoo Stocker. With your mouth, is Stocker. Now, based on that, what should come out in our Shiloh of Erev Yom Kippur? What should he do? What the Machlokas says. What should it say, the Machlokas to you?
One opinion is,
if you hold like Rabbeinu Baruch, what would Rabbeinu Baruch, the Rav of Rabbeinu Baruch, what would he say as an eighth of you? You've forgotten where to go. What would
he?
Just give it. Let's decide now where to go. What would Tosfos say?
Hold on.
No. He would probably say, give it to the Rav or the Bezdin. And when you find out the water goes, it's like a vendor. It's like an avenger. He can't make a decision now. So he would give the money, he would give it into the Bezdin, and when he finds out, the meantime, he can't use it.
According to others, he could use it. So go ahead and use it, borrow from it, until the person.
As long as you have means to pay.
Yeah.
Tosfos says you can borrow it for yourself. As long as it gets to the cause eventually.
What do you borrow to yourself?
You can use it for your own needs until you get to, as long as it gets to the cause. As long as it gets to the cause. Well, you have to be available to give to the cause.
Yeah.
Now, let me put a wrench over here. What happens if the stocker calls, follows up and says, you promised $1,000 to us. What should he do then?
What's the Havaraya? Prove to me you're the one I promised you to.
He says, I still don't remember.
Right.
Or he doesn't remember to whom or the amount.
He remembers $1,000, but he doesn't know to who.
Okay, so what's the question about the $1,000?
So now the one of the stocker causes phones up and says, you promised $1,000.
How would they know that specific number? And what could happen?
But it according to the Rabbeinu Baruch, he would not be chayav to give to that tzedakah.
So Rabbeinu Baruch, you can do what you like, but in Tosfos,
even according to Tosfos,
in Tosfos, what do you do?
Right, you got to prove to me that
no, because we know he's chayav to somebody.
Somebody who said it's him.
It's not my money.
Who said it's the tzedakah?
I would say Bori Veshema. They would
Bori Veshema works to pull out money.
If he knows the money's not his, it's got to go to somebody, and nobody else.
Not
is
to you. Only if I know. No, only if I know that I had a connection with you, and now I've forgotten if I paid. But not if I don't know. Who says? What are you supposed to do? So what should be the din? You say Hamotzi Mechavera. That's what you're saying. You're saying Hamotzi Mechavera. That's what you're saying.
Not Hamotzi. It's not
his. It's not his. Hamotzi.
In your circle,
he knows it's not his. He wants it to go.
Okay. Okay. Half the buck is course. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So what's supposed to do? So let's see what the Chasam Sofer says on this case. Says the Chasam Sofer, there's a Shulchan Aruch number 4 that says like this in Yoritev. Hanota stoker, the angel there kamanota. You make a pledge. You don't know how much to pledge. Not Ashayla. Ashayla is you know how much, but you don't know to who. Here it says you don't know how much. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Mabe litin achyoma lolachol kach nisgalanti. You have to continue giving until you reach a figure that you say, well, for sure I didn't mean, I never would have given this. You have to keep going until the sophic is out of your mind. Why? Hamotzi
mechaver olav haraya. Because this is, you'll notice this in Yoritev, not of course in this book.
So what's Yoritev? Why does Yoritev make a stronger halacha decision on you more than Choshen Mishpat? What does Yoritev do that says you have to get rid of the issue?
It's Hilchot Nedarim, it's not Hilchot Mamonim.
So what does that mean?
It says,
Sofik. The Raisa Luchumra, because Nadorim is a Chiyav the Raisa. And so you've got a Sophic Issa the Raisa. If you don't give it, you've got Issa the Raisa. Therefore, you have to show you've got no problems. Keep giving until you're sure. Says the Chasam Sofer that the Pesukei Teshuvah brings down. He says, I am the Teshuvah's Chasam Sofer, Simon Reish Mem. The Echad. Somebody has an aliyah. For not a sachma l'stoka achas v'chever kadish v'chever over there kehila, and he gave a stoka donation to one of the kehila charities. Shemir in the city. V'eish v'eir kamba minay stokas, and there's many charities in here. Kugon ani eir danim tamat Torah hachnosas kala. And he made a donation to one of them for shochach, and he forgot le'ezer mehem parat. Masik says the Chasam Sofer, you know what you have to do? Meshum sofik is sura, because it's a sofik issa deraisa. Sorech l'shalem l'chol ha'stokas kulam ad shlo yishalo shum sofik. You have to give out that donation to every single charity organization in the city, because that only that are you then sure that you covered your bases, and therefore for sure you're not over an Issa Deraisa. So therefore, if there's 24 charities in town, how much money does somebody who donates $1,000 to on the phone, how much does he have to give in order to be Yotze?
$24,000.
Okay, until he gets out of the Sophic. Now there's certain charities which want to be in the Sophic advice and said, no, my right mind, would I give a donation to this type of charity? Yeah, but there's certain charities where he says it could be. Wherever could be, he has to give to. There's the Chasam Sofer. So, but obviously, we're going to tackle that now and see if that's an option. According to Rabbeinu Baruch, you said. Rabbeinu Baruch. Let's analyze that. We had a machlokus. Rabbeinu Baruch and Tosis. You make a designation, but you haven't yet given it. What can you do? Says Rabbeinu Baruch.
You can give it to whoever you want, or even spin it out.
Yes, but you have to give double, three, no.
That's the big solution for
Rabbeinu Baruch. But Tosis says, I argue Rabbeinu Baruch, you have to give it to the charity that you promised, and has to get there. So what's the chasm so for paskening? Who do we see his paskening like?
Like
Tosis. It has to be like Tosis. Because the Rabbeinu Baruch, why do I have to give $24,000? Give $1,000 to whoever I like.
Okay, plain white. What's different? No. No, tied to all the charities. Whatever he promised, to all the charities. Every single one gets what he promised.
So it's clear from the Chassid Sofer who we're passing like Tosis. If so, back to our Shaila. This Gavir in America promised $30,000 to Harav Jungerman from Bnei Barak. Comes a younger man from Bnei Barak and says, I'm at your door, who are you? A younger man from Bnei Barak. Says, oh, younger man from Bnei Barak, here's an envelope. Comes Rav Jungerman and says, no, said, I've already given it, and I don't give out twice. I made a mistake, but I'm not changing my mind. Here, you've got 2,000 this year. Can he do that according to the halacha, which according to the halacha, what's according to the Chassid Sofer for Pesach? Can he do that?
No, he has to give both of them absolutely.
He doesn't have to give both of them.
So now, since we're paskening that the halacha, that says the Chassid Sofer, like Tosus, what's the Gevir now going to say? I have to now give 30,000 to Rab Jungerman. So now what's the Gevir going to say?
Not
Kiva Eker. I said, since we're Paskin the Chasim Sofa, Paskins, like Tosis, that you have to give the $30,000 to Rab Jungerman, who you promised to. What's the Oshir? What's the rich person going to say now? That now you have to give the 30,000 to Rav Jungerman?
Say, go get it from him. The money's
no, he can't say that.
I want it back.
What's he going to now say?
Say I want it back.
What's he now going to
say? I hold my Rav Borough.
No, Chassid Sofer. You can't argue with Chassid Sofer. No.
I'm going to borrow.
No. It's like a locha.
Yeah, I want the money back.
He's going to go to the younger man from Bnei Barak and says, hey,
Mistake.
I only give out 30,000. I don't give it twice. And since I have to give it to Rav Jungerman, what I gave to you, okay, it's a mistake. It was a toss. Megadoch, Nesina Matos. You have to give it back. And so therefore, is now Noger, the Din Torah, that's now taking place between Rav Jungerman, Mishpacha, and the younger man. Who does that 30,000 belong to? What are we going to say? Who that 30,000 belongs to?
Rav
Jungerman, because the younger man has to give the money back to the Osher. And also the Osher gives it to Rav Jungerman.
But he can't. Well, there's two problems with that.
Let him talk, and then we'll have you talk.
There's two problems. First of all, he can't step into the shoes of the Gevir and pine on his behalf. I want the money back. Maybe I don't want the money back. Second of all, he was already mocholet to the guy when he said, sorry, I already gave it.
Why was he mocholet?
What's the difference?
Because he thought the halacha was he could just give him $2,000. But now you're telling me that the Osher says, now that you're telling me I have to give you $30,000, okay, I'm not going to spend an extra 20 hours.
What's the difference? Why was
it's a mistake. Mechila b'tos as well.
Mechila b'tos. If I didn't cause the tos,
it's a b'tos. It's halacha.
But
toss
the halacha didn't cause the tos.
Toss in halacha is also the tos.
But it has to be the guy.
Yes.
If you stood here, you're going to turn faster.
We are now have the pleasure to hear you.
Okay.
Brilliance, but it doesn't stay long. You're better off with a good light bulb.
There's a chair here. Okay. Now. Okay.
Here's the problem that I see. The first book of the was Taka a Yumi. The gift was given. If you get the talents, the gift was given. If he had spent it, would he have had to return it? I don't know.
That gives you something by mistake, which means it doesn't belong to you, even though you are totally innocent,
right.
You still have to give it back because it doesn't belong to you. Come on.
So that means anybody gets a Nagana at the end of the day, you can never be sure if that's the intent, and you will stop the economy in its tracks. So it cannot be.
Not true! If we have an umzunabazamukh, we can say such a thing. But if it's just because I say, we say, we don't believe you. If it's just because I said it was a mistake, you can't get it back. But if it's clear to the world that it was a mistake, because that's what the picture of the story, then you can get it back. So it doesn't stop any economy.
It's such a similarity. The best thing can look at it and say,
yes,
there is truth here.
I would look at past history as well that says he gets 30,000 every year. Yeah, and this why should be different.
So you represent the rich guy, and I want to represent the poor. So now we have the same.
You always help the underdog, that's what you do.
Or the cat, whatever. Okay. So now I ask the question.
Fine.
In rags, he says, "I use that money."
Doesn't matter. Din is din. There's something called lifdim, which is din. There's something called din. And Rabbi Yungerman will say, "I've got thousands of kohanim who now can't have enough food for Spesa." Everyone's got a course.
But wait a minute. Even if, first of all, you have my question about stepping into his shoes.
But
even if he could step into his shoes, you can't be Motzi Mamon of Din Neder. This is not Dine Mamon, this is just Din Neder. That's between the Gevir and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't be Motzi Mamon from this.
No, I can, no. If it's a toss, a mistake, that means the money still belongs to the rich guy.
So
you're out of the picture. Give it back to rich guy.
Fine.
So therefore, I'm saying
but
give it
back. But he's not asking for it, so I don't have to give it to him.
I can go. You have to give it back to rich guy, and then
if he wants it, I'll give it back to him.
And I'll make a claim against the rich
guy. One has nothing to do with the other. One is, there's unlimited.
Let's see if there's any eight.
That's
now.
Why I went to Best Egg, because the rich guy is the guy who didn't is out of the picture. Again.
Let's go to the next bison and see if there's an eight. A woman. A woman's grandmother. A woman's grandmother was nifter. And she bequeaths all her jewelry, which was a considerable sum, to her granddaughter. Her granddaughter is the only religious member of the family, and she gets all the jewelry. The granddaughter says, "Look, my grandmother was a special woman, a nice, lovely woman, a caring woman, but she wasn't religious. I'm worried for her neshama in Shemayim. Therefore, this jewelry, I want it to be used for her benefit in Shemayim. I'm going to make sure that it all gets designated. This is what she's thinking. I want it all designated out in, for stock, of course, in her zuchus."
Thinking, not thinking.
Thinking. Specifically said that. Now. Let's see. Now, let's see. Now, after a month or two, she, the granddaughter, falls into financial distress. And she says, I don't need all the money, but some of the money I need to get me out of this mess. But I've already, so this week, set it aside for soccer. What can I do? Can I change or not? She runs to the Rav, asks the Shaita. So?
Two solutions.
She says any specific seduction?
She designates.
No, she says it's going to stop.
So if she's in financial distress, isn't she in
She's
in financial distress.
She's
not an Oni, she's just in a financial distress.
Or she can
she's not halakhically an Oni.
She can go give it to the Tzedakah.
She can sure borrow from the Tzedakah.
Yeah, okay. Sure. You can only borrow something you can return.
Right. Yeah. And it was only a thought, so maybe that's a different deal.
No, okay.
Now, what's the first option on the table before you give these options? What is she at worst done?
She can do with Rav.
What's at worst she's done? What's she done?
She started something.
At the very worst, she made a nether to stop.
A nether. What can you do with the Dorim? Hataras Nadorim? If you could do Hataras Nadorim, then I got a big question. Why did Chasam Sofa say you have to pay $25,000? Do Hataras Nadorim? Says the Shulchan Aruch number 5. Hanoda Stoker, Ein Yochel Lachsavim. So he gives the donation to Stoker, can't be chosen. Ela in Kain, Nishal lo Chochem behitzela. Unless he asks a Chochem and he mutters his Nathan. If it's already gone to the Gabbai, it's too late. But a Nathan, he can always mutter. So now I've got a big question on the Chasam Sofer. Why are you Chasam Sofer saying $24,000? Look, he's forgotten. It was a Nathan. He hasn't yet given anything. It's a nater. It's a sophic nater. Okay, you have to do it. But there's an eitzah to avoid doing it. Go to the chacham, mutter the nater, and then give out to a specific cause if you want to feel something to feel good. But why give 24,000 where you don't need to? You never intended to give 24,000. What happens with the chassid sofa with this hataras nadorim? It's a very shulchan aruch. Mutter nater. Is that a good question or is that not a good
question?
I don't know. Wasn't the other case the Chasam Sofer one where he already gave it?
No, he hasn't given it. That's all points.
Yes,
he had an aliyah.
It's a good question.
So says the Piskei Tshuva on that Shulchan Aruch that says you can go to a Chacham. He says, Ayin, the Tshuva's Radvaz, Shekosov that writes, Shachochum hamatzin neta zeh hayachayv nitu. That any chochum who's matzin this neta, he himself is put into chayim. Mitnei shemasid es aniim. Because by doing that, he's making the aniim lose money. Mokol mokum nevertheless, he even though he's put in chayim, haneta hutzah. If he does it, he's been illegally naughty, but it's effective. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch is just saying it works, but it's also for a Chochem to do it and he's put in the Chayr. Now tell me, so when the Chasam Sofer says that you have to give 24,000, what about Hataras Nadorim? We've now got an easy answer.
He's protecting himself.
Would a Chochem matter it?
No.
You won't find a Chochem to matter it. It's an option which is not practical.
That's not true. Because the Chacham would say, I'll be matter if you agree to give the $1,000 you were noted to somebody.
That doesn't help.
Why?
You got chiyuv. What's the chiyuv at this moment?
You're not matter.
What's the chiyuv at this moment?
No, there's no chiyuv. That's just me suffering.
What's the chiyuv at the moment? How many aniyim are now going to get this money?
24.
So by you being matter, what are you going to do? You're going to make Stocker lose how much money?
23,000.
So therefore, you're chayav payrim. You're making Stocker
where
lose
where
money.
Where
does he get that?
Where does he get that?
Always Billy Nathan, as you learn from this shit. So therefore, Hataras Nadorim is not an option in our shyness. So let's get back to this girl who's now in financial distress, but she promised in her heart.
Maybe you can do Hataras Nadorim by that, by thoughts.
If it's osa, it's osa. No, if it's not mutta, it's mutta.
You have different magreders.
Jagers.
So you have to ask first whether this so
that's the first question. It's thinking to stalk a neighbor. Says the Shulchan Aruch number 6 in Amar Mokum. Im choshev b'libo litaneis atova l'stoker. If you thought in your heart to give stoker, chayiv l'kai machshov shosur. For ein tzorach amir, you have to fulfill it, because the dorim of stoker doesn't need to be spoken. That's the first opinion. V'yeshomrim, zim lo hutzim epiv. Some say, since you didn't speak it, ein oklum. It's nothing, it's not an obligation at all. What's the halacha, says the Ramah? Ha'ika kesvara harishona. The ika halacha is like the first opinion, which says thinking is obligation as well.
What kind of thinking? It has to be specific amounts, specific people, donees.
No stalker. I'm giving $100 to stalker.
Thinking.
No,
I'd like to, but I'm thinking about. But I am giving.
I am going to donate $100. So soccer. Even in your mind you have to say Bli Neta. Says the Ravah.
Oh, if you said Bli Neta, that would help.
But that means it's not a Neta. Bli Neta. I'm saying these words with a limitation.
So
it doesn't.
If the Bli Neta comes afterwards and there's a delay, he's got a problem.
If there's a more than a Tos Kedei Dibur gap, yes, there's a problem.
So a guy who stutters is really not thinking.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of reasons.
So now we've got lost the opportunity to save her because her Torah is Nadarim, because it's not practical, no one would do it for her. And the fact that, well, I was only thinking. Well, sorry.
There's a couple of reasons why that's not true. First of all, she made a Tanaya on either on Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah, which would apply to the Nadarim in her head, unless she was Mefarish making a Nedar. So that would make it Eis Nedar.
Who says?
That's the halakha.
No. There's a famous Roshom Zom Urbach, which will cover some stage, which is not so possible, what you said. Okay, go on, carry on to the next
one.
The Nedarim doesn't work
you make
for
a
specific
when you make not Hataris Nedarim, the Tanai that you make Erev Rosh
Hashanah. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Second of all, Ika Kesvar Yishon doesn't mean it's halakha psuka. This is a machlokis on a dinder abundant. Nobody holds the rice, it's a nether. And so it's a suffix the rabbanon. The kula b'shas of the chak, you could be somech on that.
Who says it's the rabbanon?
I just did.
So therefore,
nobody says it's a rice.
Who says it's the rabbanon?
I can't cite you. I remember many years ago when I looked into this.
You mean that this is not good enough?
No. But I don't need butter tonight. I've got a piskei tshuva which can maybe will help her out. What does the Pisgah Tshuva over there say?
But third of all, the third of all is the best one.
Okay, what's your best shot?
It's only Yigigisvari Shona that she has to keep the nether, but she can still be matin nether. It's not going to be a needle if he's matin this kind of nether.
Why?
Because it's a machlokes. It's not clear that she's chayav to
do it. Who says that's just good enough?
Why not?
What's the whole nitu? The whole nitu is you're making stalker lose. If before you come along, stock is going to gain,
okay,
and now you're coming along, you make it lose,
okay.
Then you lost.
Same thing you come in with Pauline.
Yeah.
Right? The same idea. You have an obligation to all the Jews, you can't make them lose unless. Whatever.
Says the Pisgei Tshuva, I am the Tshuva's das, Eish, Shehera, Tavazai, Kesha'ozen lo hotzi mepiv klum, Ein shum chiev alof. There's no opinion in the Shulchan Aruch that says thinking is obligation. Ach, im hotzi mepiv litan sokha. What's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? It says, when you said your mouth, I'm going to give sokha. But he doesn't say in his mouth what he wants to give. Okama, or to who he wants to give, or how much he wants to give. Or to where he wants to give. And that he's thinking about. So then it can't change. He's saying the whole Shulchan Aruch talking about where I said in my mouth, I'm giving stalker. And he didn't say how much. And you didn't say to who, but you're thinking that. Then we have a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch, and then the halach is you have to keep what you're thinking. But if you didn't say anything, you just thought, I'm giving stock, but you didn't say any words at all, those are nothing. No one, like you said, will say thinking is an obligation, and therefore this woman is not obligated.
When do you know if something is a ned or not? Just because somebody says something, it doesn't mean you make it a ned.
If it's stock is, I'm going to give to a charity, that's already a ned. Right. Automatically. It's called ned stock.
So are we done with the case? Is that case done now? Or
so therefore, the case of the granddaughter, we've covered. She's out. But the two other cases, of I don't remember which stock. And the Rav Jungerman case, we haven't got this option. The only option we could have had was Hatoras Zadorim. And can you do Hatoras Zadorim? No. Is Hatoras Zadorim an option?
No. In which case?
In any case.
Well, this case is
not. No, because you don't, it's not an option.
There was no
need to. So therefore, in our first two cases, where we don't have this get out from the Pesach Shulchan, because there you actually designate it with a mouth,
then you're stuck.
You're stuck because the only option was Hatoras Zadorim and you can't. Okay. So, I wanted to bring a raya to our case from Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nuches number 7 on your Ma'amokim. Ha'omer chefetz ploni ani nosen l'stoker. Somebody says, I am designating this item to stoker, v'kach v'kach, and it's worth $100. V'ushov v'yoseh, and really it's worth more. Ein yochon lafseva.
He can't
retract. Why? To chol amira sheyesh berebach l'stoker. Any speech which has any benefit to stoker, omrinam bay, we say a kalal. Amiras ligvora, kemesiras lehedit. When you're speaking to a gvora, which includes stoker and hektish, it's like you actually done a kinyan to the hedit.
The law is not restricted to...
That's what he's saying to say. So what do we see from this Shulchan Aruch? What? What chiddush has he added that we haven't said up to now? Something that destroys, mutters his argument.
So even if you didn't intend to give a certain amount, you still have to give...
No, that's not what I'm trying to hit on.
It was something else, small value. Completely different.
It
wasn't worth
no, but a bigger chiddush. What's he saying? A bigger chiddush. No? That, I'll give you a clue. It destroys matzah, this whole logic, in the whole shit.
Oh, you can't be matzah nether? Because you already belongs to a guy?
Correct.
But that's only if it's this particular item.
You have to say it yourself.
That's only if it's this particular item.
He says over here.
He didn't give Rav Yehuda.
He says over here.
Yeah.
That when you designate an item to a stocker course, it's not just a nader, it actually now belongs to the stocker course.
Right.
So therefore, when this rich man says, I got a 30,000 check waiting for you, Rav Jungerman, what do those words now mean to the check?
He was a shomer of Jungerman's money.
What does the check now mean?
It means
that I got a 30,000 check waiting in the envelope for you, Rav Jungerman. Come and pick it up.
You're going to say, keep the check. I'll put a stop payment order on it.
What does it mean?
It means the check belongs
to you. The check belongs to Rav Jungerman.
I'll put a stop payment order on it.
No, so what does it mean? So what does it mean? No, what does...
I never promised him anything more than a 30,000 check.
What does it mean... When the Jungerman Mabregler takes that check, what's he doing?
He's taking someone
else's check.
The check that belongs to who? So he's stealing from Rav Jungerman.
Rav Jungerman taking the basement with no problem.
And therefore, forget about the Osher, you stole my check.
Okay, first of all...
Which wasn't on the stock order.
It's not true.
You didn't stop it.
It's not true because...
You didn't stop it.
The check does not belong to him. It goes back to the guy who wrote it. The bank will send it back to him.
It belongs to me.
No, it doesn't.
I have
used it. Doesn't belong to you. It does not belong to you.
Definitely does.
The check does not belong to the guy who's given it to.
As soon as I pick it up, it belongs to me. And the stalker is without picking it up.
It doesn't belong to you.
Not true.
I thought what Mathis was going to argue, and there might have been a good argument here, they promised him a check, and he'll give him a check, and then he'll cancel it.
That's why you already argued.
But he didn't.
Get the money.
He can, but he didn't.
So wait, so the Kiddush over here is that if there's any benefit you promise someone,
a specific item.
Fine, so I'll give you back the check now. Here's the
no, that's not the check.
It's the same
no,
check.
No, it's not the check. It's a different
it's the
check.
The same piece of paper.
No, no,
it's the same. It's mamish. The delivery was I stole. I give it back the exact thing I stole from you. Here's the check.
Let me see. What his argument would be. His argument would be that the check is the payment. The Kiddush over here is saying, you have now bestowed a benefit, not a check, a benefit. And that benefit is how now, when you say.
No, a benefit is
that what you're saying?
No.
It's saying that the item which you're bequeathing is now
has to be a tangible item.
It belongs to the stocker. The check belongs
fine.
To the
here's stuff. The check back.
That's not the same thing.
It's mamish the thing I
no,
stole.
No, it's all stamp on this. It's
so
a different thing.
So I'm giving you, it's improved. If you have a stamp, then you have a stamp.
You're talking to Moshe Mishpat? He's talking to you.
I have a question. Bro.
Yes.
If I come round to you and say, here, take this tid, I want to give it to you, it's worth 100 shekels. And the next day you find that's an antique worth 1 million shekels.
So if it wouldn't be stalker, you have a tiny, but by stalker, that's
why?
It.
Why? It says he's like an Amira to the Hedra, the Mysterio to the Hedra.
No, but it has two conditions, even if it doesn't, and if you got a mistake in the value. Because since you're giving a specific item, you want them to use the item. I'm not interested in the value of the item.
Speaking,
I'm not giving you value, I'm giving use. And use, it doesn't matter.
Wait a minute, if there's diamonds there,
what
he's not going to use
he
it.
He says, speaking in
right, stuff, we're going off the point to us, Shaila. But that's the reason.
I'm trying to understand.
Okay, I'll tell you afterwards. Let's finish off and I'll tell you afterwards. Very soon.
We only have to understand
so therefore,
what the lecture is about.
Okay.
Nothing more.
Nah.
That's the whole point. Point is speaking is like giving
out to an ordinary case. So the Ksos says on this Shulchan Aruch, the Ksos says on this Shulchan Aruch, number 8, Ayin Vishut Radvaz, Shinastaku, that had a sophic, Benoza Laploni Oni, Im Yochu Lashanaso La Oni Acher. You made a promise to a specific Oni, can you change it to another Oni? Benira, and it says the Ksos, Kivan, to Yochul Lashanos La Mitzah Acheres.
Unbelievable.
Since you are allowed to change it to another Mitzah, which means what's the Ksos paskening? Like Rabbeinu Baruch, he's saying you can promise to one person and change it to another person. Like Rabbeinu Baruch. In Cain, since you can change it, Nirat Lu Ominon Amira Ligvoa Bestoka Lanim. We do not say the concept of Amira to Gavoa also applies by Stocker. The Ein Elish from Neta, and therefore the whole issue is just Neta, the Ksiv, because it writes Picha Zu Stocker, it's a Neta, the Sogele Little Oni Acha, and if it's a Neta, you can just give it to any Oni you want.
That's interesting.
So what's the Ksos Maskona?
He's arguing with the Shulchan Aruch.
He's arguing with the Shulchan Aruch, and he's also arguing with Chasam Sofer. He's saying, since I argue with Chasam Sofer, and I hold the halachas like Rabbeinu Baruch, that by stalker, you don't have to give it to the person you promise, you can give it to somebody else. That proves that it can't be that as soon as you say words, it belongs to the guy, because then you can't change. It must be the Rabbeinu Baruch holds that it's just a neder, and if it's just a neder, and that's all it is, you can change, and you can change to the other person. So Mela, the Chasam Sofer is now arguing, not only on Shulchan Aruch, that he holds it's not Amira, the Mesira, it's not even, you have to give to him, you can give it to somebody else, like Rabbeinu Baruch. So we've now got a Machlokas, Rabbeinu Baruch, and the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer and the Ksos. Whether you make a promise to the stalker, you can just change it to another stalker, or you have to give it to that cause. In Halacha, we've got Machlokas, Achonu, who the Halacha is like? Now let me ask you this question. This question. No, next week we'll decide how we're going to rectify our place with Rabbi Yugman. But let me ask 2 weeks.
Oh, we're skipping next week.
Well, four.
That'd be a great matter.
Let me finish up before you have your Tosefis over here. Let me ask this question. What's the machlokas between the Chasam Sofer and the Kesos. What's their machlokas?
Tosfos
or Rabbeinu Baruch? Tosfos or Rabbeinu Baruch? Where do you pass like Tosfos or Rabbeinu Baruch?
I mean, leads to other machlokas also about what you could do with her star, maybe.
The Shulchan Aruch say like you're saying. Let's say the Shulchan Aruch says, look, I pass like Rabbeinu Baruch. How does Rabbeinu Baruch fit with the Shulchan Aruch? So that you know you. What's your designated item to stock us to like?
Koshin Mishpat. He works on Koshin.
What's going on over here? What's the discussion here?
Whether you've affected anything by that matter, whether you've actually completed, quote, like an act, the Chasam Sofer would say it's a done deal. Toysus would say it's a done deal. There's nothing you can do.
Which is basically asking, what's the machlokas between Rabbeinu Baruch and Tosis? What's their machlokas?
There's a transfer of... From you or to him.
Says the Beis Yosef, last Maramokim, Kosev HaKolbo, Meshavah Liyad Gabbai Osashon. Everyone agrees, what's this in the Gabbai's hands? You can't change your mind. Rabbeinu parents is machadish. Miu impirish anosin ha'oni lemi yitain osa l'shanosu la'olam. If you actually designate it to a specific cause, even if you haven't yet come to a gabai, it's already osa. That the Gemara says.
Oh, no kidding.
That before you give it to the gabai, you can change.
Right.
That's when you haven't yet designated to a specific cause. You just said stalker. Okay. Stalker. Which stalker? We'll decide later. Yeah. Then you can change. Yeah, go to here, go to that, you can change what you like. But if you said, I'm giving this to a certain cause, says Rabbeinu Peretz, once you designated a certain destination,
doni,
or destination for that money, it's too late. Even before the Gabbai stock, it's too late. Why? Because it's already considered as he's got it. He's already done a kinyan on it. So therefore, what's the whole machlokas? The whole machlokas is at this point.
It's whether
when you make a specific donation,
that's considered like the hand of the Gabbai.
That may be worse and considered like even like the hand of the Gabbai. It's too late to change. Or do we say a specific donation is no best, is not as good like the Gabbai, and you can still change? That's the whole machlokas. And Ramela, we've got leave off this week as a machlokas in halacha, not only in the Bali Tosas or Rabbeinu Baruch, but machlokas between Chasam Sofa and Kesos. If we paskin, once you just make a designation of to a specific cause, can you change? So therefore, at this moment in time, we've got a problem. How do we look at this case?
What's the other case? The second case.
The Kavir, what's he going to do at this stage? At this stage, what will be the cloud?
No.
When you're talking about Nadorim, what's the cloud?
Sofik
to Raita Nukhuma. So this case, at this stage, if it, we leave it as the Sofik, which is what we were at the moment, we are leaving in Sofik, the halach will be Sofik to Raita Nukhuma, and the rich man will have to give Rav Yungerman in order to be Yotze his Sofik. And this Hashem will find out whether that's the end of the story in 2 weeks' time.
Wait, is Huberman an Ani, or is he just representing an institution?
He is an Ani.
He is, he is representing all the Ani. He is the apotropos of all the Ani.
Oh, it's not for...
Talmud Torah. It's Talmud Torah. Yeah.
So, he didn't say I'm giving to a specific... He's not giving to Rav Yungerman for
his... Yes,
his
he did. He said I'm giving
to Rav Yungerman's causes.
No, it's not to him. He's not...
Rav Yungerman's causes.
That's a specification.
That's
he's got 30.
If he would use it for himself, that would be...
No, he's giving it to Rav Yungerman's causes.
Stay
that's
with
him.
With the
what was the second case of today? What was the second case of today?
Today was the second... He said... On